Today I want to continue our session on discussion of tefillah, inyanei tefillah. Okay, we have a few short ideas I want to share with you. Some of them are very, very short. The first idea is a continuation of what we learned yesterday from the Sefer Sha'arei Tefillah from Rav Ashkenazi, the Rosh, the Av Bezdin of Kfar Chabad. So he has we discussed Rav Ashkenazi yesterday. It's a very big Talmud Chacham. It's a very big Talmud Chacham, a beautiful Sefer. He mentions that some Siddurim, more of the Nusach Sfar, maybe the Arizal, and the Siddurim that more common to the Lubavitch, they do not have in the Korbanos the parish of the Kiyar. In Ashkenaz, in our Siddurim, when we say Korbanos, part of Korbanos is to recite the parsha of the Kiyar. Before we actually begin Trumas Hadeshen, before we begin the Talmud, we have the Asisa, Kiyar Nechoshes, V'chana Nechosh L'Rachza, we have the Kiyar, the Ruchitza, and then we go into Trumas Hadeshen, and then we go into the Talmud. So how come that in some versions of the Siddur it does not appear? So to summarize his discussion, there's a Chakira in among the Achronim, what is the purpose of washing your hands from the Kiyar before you do Avodah? Is the washing of the hands a chelek of the din tamid? It's part of the Avodah of bringing the carbon tamid? Or is washing the hands from the Kiyar a preparation for the Kohen to sanctify himself for the service of the day? Is it a din in the carbon, or is it a din in the Kohen? So he says, being that the entire structure of the davening is all based on the carbon tamid. Everything about the davening is the tamid. Tamid shal shach and tamid shal ben abayim, as we discussed yesterday. The only reason why we would say the parasha of the Kiyar is if we follow the opinion that the washing, the Kohen washing his hands from the Kiyar was a preparation to do the tamid. It's a chelik of offering the tamid. You need to first wash your hands. But if you take the opinion that washing the hands from the Kiyar has nothing to do with the Talmud, it's a din in the Kohen. The Kohen has to have certain yichus. He has to make sure that his father is a Kohen. His father is not a product of a cholol. Right? His father didn't marry a Gusha Chalutza, so he's not a cholol. And the Kohen has to wear four garments, has to wear a certain type of clothing, and the Kohen has to follow a certain set of rules, and the Kohen has to be tahar. The Kohen, before he does avodah, the Kohen has to be tahar. And part of the tahar is he has to wash his hands and feet from the kiyar. It has nothing to do with the carbon tamid. This is a chakira. Learn, say the kachim. This is an interesting, very interesting chakira in avodah. What is the purpose of washing? Din tamid, din kohen. If it's a din in the kohen, there's no purpose in saying the parash sakir before you say the parash of tamid. Because we're not kohanim bizman hazeh. We are Yisraelim, that we rely upon the kohanim to do the avodah for us. This is not, we're not reading chumash vayikra. We're not pulling out Chumash VaYikra and starting the whole parasha Aaron HaKohen and so on and so forth. We're just getting down to Tachlis, to Tomit. So there's no need to take your time to read the parasha of the Kiyar. There's a limud zchus on many people who don't have the time to say the parasha of Kiyar. It's very interesting, Chakira, this idea. Okay, let's go to another idea. Very short idea. Why is it at the end of davening, when we finish Shemona Esrei, or certainly when we see all these korbanos, we have these yihiratzons? After korbanos, yihiratzon, lufanach Hashem, lukim leoseinu, sheibonev es hamigdash, demher v'yameinu, v'sein chalkinim v'sarasech, v'sham navodcha, v'bira, k'milah, v'chashuk amoniyos. Why do we say that? Why do we say it after we finish Shemona Esrei? And the only other place where we say this after we do the mitzvah in such a fashion is Sviya Soimer. Herachon hu yachzid lonu avoidas beis hamigdash, l'makoma, b'mher v'yameinu, v'mein tzela. These are the two places where we say this, a similar nusach, after we do the mitzvah. There are many mitzvahs that we say before we do the mitzvah, like korech, kach, also hil b'zman shabes hamidah shayekayim korech pesach matzah mor v'ochel biyachad. We say that before, but we very rarely. He seems to say the only two places the entire nusach atzvilah. Now all our liturgy where you say this a nusach of yihi ratzon after you do something. After we finish Korbanos, we say Yiratzon. After we bring the Omer, you say Yiratzon. So his suggestion is that any time we do something that today that is different than the way it was done, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, then there's a need to say Yehi Ratzon. For example, Kurbanos. We recite the Kurbanos or the Shalma Fadim Sefaseinu. Our words, our Dibur, is in place of actually bringing the Kurbanos on the Mizbeach. When there will be a Beis HaMikdash, we're not going to say the words, we might say it, but it's going to be, the fulfillment will be done completely different. We're going to bring Kurbanos, sacrifice Kurbanos, sprinkle dam on the Mizbeach, offer imur on the Mizbeach. Omer, when we say the Omer, it's not the same, because the Omer is based upon the bringing of the Omer. When you count the days of the Omer, in order for it to be a mitzvah deraisa, you have to bring the Omer on Pesach, and then since the bringing of the Omer, you actually count the days. So since the way we fulfill the mitzvah today is 100% different, fundamentally different than the way it was done Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, that requires us to say the Yehi Ratzon. But everything else that we do, even if it may be a deraisa derabanan, even if it may be similar to the Beis HaMikdash, it might not be Min HaTorah, but it's the same. When you take Lulav and Esrog, so you take Lulav and Esrog, you take it the same way you take Lulav and Esrog, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim. Only difference is there, the mitzvah to take it in the Beis HaMikdash. If for 7 days, the only time it's deraisa, the whole world is the first day. The other 7 days, it's only deraisa in the Beis HaMikdash. In Yerushalayim, there's a chiv deraisa to take Lulav and Esrog 7 days. Outside Yerushalayim, there's no chiv to take Lulav and Esrog for 7 days. Only take it 1 day. So we, Bizmana, said we take Lulav and Esrog all 7 days. Why? Zecher l'mik, zecher. But the way we do the mitzvah is identical to the way the mitzvah was done in the basis of living. There's no need to say the words Yehi Ratzon afterwards. So you go through all the mitzvahs like that. You have to find all the mitzvahs that are like that. Every mitzvah, which today that we're doing, a zecher, what was done, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, it's pretty much the same. So there's no need to say Yehi Ratzon. But when it's different, like Karbanos and like the Omer, where we're just saying words to remember what we did, and we do mitzvah, make a bracha, then you need to say Yehi Ratzon to remind yourself of that fact. Yeah.
So for Sfiras Omer, we don't say Yehi Ratzon, we say Harachman.
Harachman. It's the same idea. The Rachman is equivalent to a Yehi Ratzon, pretty much. Okay, let's go to another very interesting observation. Never really took note of this. In the davening, in the Kurbanos, the Shachris, there are three types of Kurbanos we make mention of. The Tomid, we go through the Psukim, then we have the Ketores, and then we say the Perik of Ezel Mekoyman, we go through all of the Kurbanos, every Kurban, Achatos, and Oila, Shlomim, Ashem Toluy, Pesach, Meiser, we go through all the Kurbanos. But there's a difference between these three categories. When we read about the Tomid, Shal Shachar, we only read the Psukim. There's no mention, we don't go through any braisa. I'm sure we can find many braisos, the Masechta Tamid, Masechta Yuma, and Masechta, other selections from Shas, where there's some Torah Shebal Peh that brings out more ideas, more yesodas relating to the Karbon Tamid. But we don't. The only thing that we do when we read about the Talmud Shal Shachar is we say the parash and parashas Pinchas and the pasuk v'shachad osal yerecham esbech tzafona. We just say psukim. Let's go to the other extreme. When it comes to the chatos, the oila, the asham toloi, and the regular asham, and the pesach, and the meiser, we don't say any psukim. Zero. Not even one Torah pasuk Torah shebichsav. The only thing we say is Torah shebal peh. A mishnah, a perek. Perek is Zel Mekoyim and Shel Zvachim. The Ketores is both. The Ketores, we say a pasuk, we say psukim. Vayom Hashem Moshe kach lecha notof shechelus lechel b'nasam levon ezaka. We say the psukim of the Ketores. And after we say the psukim of the Ketores, we also have the braisa. Ton Rabban, Zel Mekoyim, Ton Rabbanan. We go through all of the samimonim. All of the Samonim, Pitu Makadaris Ketzach, Loish Miros Shishim, Shmonim, Manuheva, and we go through Torah Shebal Peh. So that's the question is, you have three different categories. Tomid, Ketores, and all the other Karbonos. Tomid, only Torah Shebichsaf. All the other Karbonos, only Torah Shebal Peh. Ketores, both. Torah Shebichsaf and Torah Shebal Peh. What's the explanation? So Rav Ashkenazi has a beautiful explanation. Anything which is Torah Shebichsav, you can fulfill even if you don't know what you're saying. Person never doesn't know Hebrew. He has a transliteration of the words, and it's Greek. and you just say the words Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema, you can say Kriya Shema. You don't know. I just basically know when I'm saying Kriya Shema, I'm accepting upon myself. I recognize that Hashem created the world. O Malchus Shemayim. What the words mean, I have no idea. I'm just going to say the words in Hebrew. I learned Hebrew. I don't know the translation. I'm going to read a transliteration. What's the halacha? Yatza. Anytime you have an inyan of Torah Shebichsav, you can say the words, even if you do have no clue what the words mean. When it comes to Torah Shebichsav, when there's a mitzvah deraisa, you should learn Torah every single day. There's a mitzvah, v'shinantum levanecha, it says, kihim chayeni, the mitzvah, yigisaba, yamun v'layla. The whole essence of learning Torah Shebichsav is to understand. If you don't understand what you're learning, at least some degree of understanding of what you're learning, you have not fulfilled your obligation of starting v'gisa bo yom v'laila. You have not fulfilled your obligation of learning Torah. V'shinantam l'vanecha v'dibar t'bam. There must be a degree, something, at least something, of understanding. You don't have to understand everything. There's such a Kabbalistic concept that if you don't understand everything, it's still good to see what it says and just to get a gist. And when you come to Olam Haba, then things that you don't understand, at least you have the basic ideas, you'll understand later on. But yeah, there has to be a master of understanding. So he explains as follows. Who is supposed to say is the Mishnah, the Perek, Ezel Mekayim and Shel Zoch? So we everyone, we're supposed to say it every single day. We say it for different reasons. One of the reasons is because it's Talmud Torah. We say Psukim, and you learn a little Mishnah, maybe you're busy, you have to go to work right away, you're not going to have time to learn today, so at least you say a Braisa. The Braisa is Ezel Mekayim and Shel Zoch. So Givaldik, you said, you learned the Perek of Mishnais. But let's say you're a Ben Torah, this is one of the Heterim, they talk, I have a person is going to sit and learn the whole day. Are you really mechuyev to say Kurbanos? Are you really mechuyev to say the Perek Ezel Mekayim and Shel Zvachim Midin Talmud Torah? You're going to learn Torah. That's the plan. The plan is you're going to go to the first Seder, you're going to go to second Seder, you're going to ninth Seder, you're going to learn today. So you'll tell me, but there's another reason why you should say, because maybe Chas V'Shalom you did an Avera. Maybe Chas V'Shalom you Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigeich. You personate Chalef. So you have a Karban Chatos. So if you have a Karban Chatos, you can't go to the Beis HaMikdash. There is no Beis HaMikdash. So what are you going to do? The next best thing is, Unishalma Fadim Sifaseinu, you'll say the Karbanos. Listen, I said Karbanos yesterday. Between yesterday and today, I wasn't Michal Shabbos. I'm a vegetarian. I wasn't boiled bilay sasuros. So what do I already do? I have to be an Asham Talui. Shivcha Harifa, Asham Gezelos, Asham Meilos, I was over on Meila. I have to bring a carbon toida,
carbon Pesach,
Maisa Behema. Listen, I'm not chayv in these kurbanos. I'm willing to. So the term Maker Hadin, it's right. Maker Hadin, you're not mechuyev to say midin kurbanos. You only mechuyev to say if you know for a fact that you need these kurbanos. If you need these kurbanos, then you have to say there. It's a nice thing to say, Ezel Mekayim to learn Torah. I'm going to learn anyway. I'm going to Kollel today. I'm going to Kollel, so I don't have to learn. I'll learn later. But what about the midin, bringing the karban? Only if you mechuyev in the karban. In other words, you need understanding. You need to understand, indeed, I'm chayev to bring this karban. There's a degree of understanding. Now let's go backwards. The Tomit Shel Shachar. Why do you bring the Tomit Shel Shachar every single day? Is it a voluntary carbon? It's an obligation. Klal Yisrael, with no ands, if, and buts, must bring every single day the Tomit Shel Shachar. It doesn't make a difference if you did an Avera, you didn't do an Avera. This is the law. Therefore, to express that concept that this must be done, it doesn't depend on your understanding, your recognition, your knowledge. Your mind is not a partner. Is not relevant to the obligation to bring the Tomei Shel Shachar. Chazal cleverly instituted that you recite the Tomei Shel Shachar in Hebrew, in the Psukim, Torah Shebichsav. Because Torah Shebichsav is something that you fulfill just by saying the words, even if your mind is not with you. Because the obligation to bring the Tomei Shel Shachar is a daily obligation, irrelevant of your understanding of why it's being brought. It has to be done. Ezel Mekayim Shel Zvachim, all of the kurbanos, you're not mechuyev to bring it. You're only mechuyev to bring those kurbanos if you need to bring them, if you are guilty. You're guilty. I need to bring carbon chadis. I need to bring carbon asher. I need to bring carbon oil. Oil is also mechaper, a bitel asay. I didn't, I didn't put on tefillin. Woohoo, that's serious business. You didn't put on tefillin, you vavu mitzaseh. Yeah, but you need a carbon oil. So I'm going to say the parish of a carbon oil with kavana. All of those karbanos are only brought when you have understanding, when there is awareness. The nature of Torah Shebal Peh is a Torah which relates to your understanding, your intellect, your awareness. And therefore, that's why it's only from the form of Torah Shebal Peh. Now let's come to something very fascinating. What about the Ketores? The Ketores is unique in karbanos that we have Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. My high, what's going on here? Well, first of all, the Ketores is brought daily. No choice, it's like the Talmud. The Ketores is brought every single day. Every single day. Shachris ben Abayim, like the Talmud, that's why. Oh, no, the Kohen really can't. There's no such thing. There is no such thing as a Kohen bringing, as a regular Kohen bringing. Oh, so there is such a concept that under very weird conditions of Kohen Gadol, but we're Aaron HaKohen. This is the Gra. The Gra says, "Bezos Yavei Aaron El HaKodesh." We learned it Daf Yomi Alongo. Kol HaParish Nemar LaSeidu Chutz Mi Pasuk Zed. There's some type of discrepancy. There's some difficulty in the sugya, and from that the Gra derives a very big Chiddush LaHalacha that Aaron HaKohen, whenever he wanted, had reshus to go into the Kodesh HaKadosh to be back to Ketores. So you do find such a thing, such a concept of bringing a voluntary Ketores. It's not voluntary like bringing carbon oila, it's not like a chatas and oila, it's not for the average person, but there is such a concept. Moshe Rabbeinu, he told Korach, okay, it was Alpi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Harasha, you want to bring your fire pans with Ketores and we'll see if Hashem will accept your Ketores. We do find when it was a Magefa among Klal Yisrael, so what did Hashem Moshe tell Aaron? Go take Ketores and bring Ketores. The Ketores will stop the Magefa. That's not part of the Seder Hayom or bringing Ketores to the Beis HaMikdash. There is such a concept of bringing a voluntary Ketores. Kohen Gadol, a Magefa, here and there, and that's why to express that concept, we also recite the Ketores in the Torah Shebal Peh form, to bring out, we're not just doing it because we have no choice, we have to do it, it's part of the Seder Hayom, we also want to bring Ketores, a private Ketores, a personal Ketores, for the benefit of ourselves and for Klal Yisrael. Okay, that is another idea.
That's why I think Kabbalah would say,
yeah, all those things.
All those things, because the Hashem Tzavakas is a personal attitude, and then Hashem Hashiach,
yeah,
is the Klal.
And the Prat.
There are three versions.
Okay.
And
so it ties in that it's something which is personal, that you want to get it. So it's a very interesting observation, three categories. Tamid, Ketores, Shor Karbonos. Tamid is Bichsav. Ketores is both, and transition to other karbanos is only Baal Peh. It relates to the type, the nature of the karban. It's an obligation only. Tumah is only an obligation. No such thing other than an obligation.
That's why you also have Ketores by Mincha.
By Mincha.
It's definitely voluntary. He said
no, it's not. Tumah Shel Ben Arayim. The Ketores Shel Ben Arayim. You bring it twice a day. Ketores.
But we're saying it was not part of the. It was not part of the Tumah. It was the Ketores was the Kohen Gadol. But we said Aaron was voluntarily.
No, but the Talmud, the Ketores in the afternoon was not from the Kohen Gadol. Every single day you bring the Ketores in the morning and the afternoon. Pras b'shachris afras bein arbayim. It's an obligation. That's why you
so
say...
The
Karbonos
in the afternoon is the Raisa?
The Karbonos... Well,
it's against the Talmud. It's not those. It should be Ketores.
The afternoon you say, but well, whatever you do in the afternoon is not necessarily right. Whatever we do in the morning, so we repeat in the afternoon. We repeat the same nusach. I don't know how it ties in the afternoon to the morning. Yeah, that has to be explored. Okay, but this is at least a complete idea. We'll stop with this here.